passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Malaria is on the increase worldwide. With the effects of climate change, there are now 220 million insects per human. And yet, just a few years ago, there were only 200 million. Howard Carter is founder of Incognito Anti-Mosquito.
Malaria is carried by the Anopheles mosquito. It is definitely on the rise. There's only one drug that can actually treat malaria, artemisinin, or the artemisinins, which is usually used in combination with another antimalarial, and it's known as ACT, artemisinin combination therapy. Just as before, malaria has become resistant, malaria has now built up a certain amount of resistance to the artemisinin. Ironically enough, in the same place as before, the Thai-Cambodia border. It's also been some cases in Burma-Thai border, in fact, as far as China and Vietnam. Interestingly, the Vietnam War was how this amazing drug was actually synthesized, was because Ho Chi Minh asked China if they could have some help with all the malaria and fevers and some traditional remedies. So China supplied them with the sweet wormwood bush, Artemisia annua. They made it into tea, and this really helped. This traditional remedy, which has been used for over 2,000 years, since 200 BC. And so out of that, artemisinin was then extracted or made. I've noticed over the years that nearly all of the best drugs are from a natural source, just like interferon and digitalis.
If there is an antimalarial sort of treatment, as it were, that comes from nature, then why do we actually need to have a drug which builds up a resistance?
Very good point. The single sort of cell malaria parasite, especially the Plasmodium falciparum, has built up resistance to all of these drugs, yet it never did to the natural one. The natural one sort of fell out of favour because of the man-made drugs like chloroquine. It's like one big lesson, because if we just stuck to the natural remedies, they may have continued to work. At least they would have kept it at bay. And so it's now down to backpedaling. The World Health Organization recommends that the reason that there's a combination therapy is because artemisinin only works as a short, sharp sort of shock. It's only in the body for a few hours, but during that time it does amazing things. But they put it with a combination so that it doesn't become resistant so quickly. They're not sure exactly why it has become resistant in the same place. I mean, this has happened at least twice. And what happened last time with chloroquine was that this resistance built up, and somebody took the resistant parasite to Africa, and then that was it. It spread throughout Africa. All of a sudden, the antimalarials are not working. But with this continued use of antimalarials willy-nilly, I mean, in Southeast Asia, you can buy artemisinin by itself over the counter in many places. So it does mean that resistance is obviously going to build up, and very quickly, if this is the case.
You've obviously specialised in making things, or making sort of anti-bug things, if you like, that are natural. So is it therefore possible to take this plant and actually create something that can prevent malaria, or at least treat malaria, but is completely natural, and therefore we're less likely to build up a resistance to it?
If the man-made artemisinin does become resistant, then resistance could easily spread to the traditional plant, the wormwood bush. If that does happen, then it will be a big blow, because there's nothing else in the pipeline. No other drug. I mean, to produce an antimalarial drug, only one in 5,000 works. So for every 5,000 drugs and trials and the development and all of that energy and everything, only one will work. And this is the last stand. There is nothing else in the pipeline. So if this does get full resistance, if artemisinin does not work, then malaria will easily spread unhindered.
So what do you think the options are then?
The main option is to reduce getting bitten in the first place, which is why my goal has been to produce a spray that is actually antimalarial, which has taken me over 10 years, but I've finally managed to do.
And when you say it's antimalarial, it doesn't actually mean it treats the malaria, it means it stops the bugs getting you.
That's correct. There was a large clinical study which was overseen by the World Health Organization, funded by the Gates Malarial Partnership, where they had this natural plant extract, Eucalyptus maculata citridora. This study showed that if it's used with an impregnated bed net, then it reduces malaria by 98%. And so it's quite clear that natural remedies can still work. I had a lot of help from the late Dr. Nigel Hill, that did great work, amazing work at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He helped me a lot develop the actual natural side of things.
Now, you mentioned this works on these bed nets, and obviously that works for overnight, but what about just during the day, wandering around?
Well, then you've got the anti-malarial spray. It's important to use something that works, whatever it is. Many people think that it's just a matter of sort of spraying themselves and that's it, they'll be fine. But they need to be washing properly. And it's not just a question of having a good shower. They need to be exfoliating, especially Westerners going to Africa and the tropics need to be getting the detritus out of their skin pores. That detritus is a rich food source for skin bacteria that then excretes this powerful attractant, this chiromone that a female mosquito can spot from a kilometre away. So by exfoliating alone, and this is what Dr. Nigel Hill taught me, you know, you can reduce your attractiveness by 50%.
That's Howard Carter, founder of Incognito Anti-Mosquito.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com.
Passionforfreshideas.com.
Or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.